We are now joined by Kyle Busch, who finished third in today's race, driver of the number 18, M&M's red, white, and blue Toyota. Kyle, why don't you just take us through that final stop and restart there?
Might as well go before that. Shoot, we're here. Real unfortunate there that once we all thought we had that caution that brought us all down pit road for what we thought was the final stop of the day, we got tires, we beat everybody off pit road, and was in control of the restart and then in control of the race when we were leading there. And all of a sudden, about 10, 11 laps into that run, there was a caution in turn one for what looked to me to be a shoe booty. Somebody took their booty off, I guess, and chucked it out their window. So that was kind of weird that we saw a caution for that, but safety comes first. So that just kind of derailed our strategy, if you will, and we lost this race last year on not pitting in that situation and getting beat by tires. And so we pitted this year for tires and got beat by those that didn't pit. So just really crazy situation there with how all that kind of transpired and went down. But we fought hard for the finish and tried to get the most out of what we could there and just couldn't pass.
We're also joined by Kyle Larson, who finished second today. He's the driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet. Kyle, why don't you just take us through that run there at the end?
No, I hit it. I hit my windshield.
Okay. It was a big piece we'll of see.
Claire's like, Kyle saw a shoe booty. I'm like, he needs to get his eyes checked. What'd you say?
Just talk about your day.
Talk about my day.
Take us through the end there.
We weren't quite as fast as what I thought we'd be after practice. Ran probably 6th or 7th all day long. And finished 2nd. Was happy about that because I felt like, you know, obviously we were at a little bit of a disadvantage on tires there. But the track position overcame that. But I felt like if I didn't have a good restart on any one of those, I would have fell back, you know, outside the top five from those guys on fresher tires. So happy we finished 2nd, but needed a lot more to kind of compete with the three guys that ran up front all day.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Kyle and Kyle. We'll start with Kyle, and then we'll go to Zach.
That is way too many Kyles.
Kyle has a question for Kyle and Kyle, actually. Kyle Magda from the Times Leader, first with Kyle Busch. I saw one of your crew members yesterday wearing the Pure Talent shirts. Did you design that? I was just wondering, you know, if they'll be sold at all. I know it was back from the Charlotte truck race last month.
Those were just made by the pit crew as kind of a gag. It's kind of a joke, but hopefully they didn't steal too much of the thunder because we were working on a shirt that said that in order to sell for charity reasons. So hopefully we can get that going on and not take away from my team guys' designs that they already had made.
And then for Larson, could you just talk about the progression of the 42 team? It just seems like Chevrolet's been trying to catch up all season with the Camaro. How was the car today compared to the Toyotas?
I felt like my car today was kind of as good as it's been all year. I feel like the Hendrick guys have definitely gotten better, as well as the RCR guys. So, but I feel like I've kind of just been a step behind the, you know, the 18, the 78, and the 4. I definitely felt like the 4 had the most power down the straightaways today, you know, the little bit I was in front of him there at the end. I felt like even when I get a good exit off of 3, he would close on me a lot, you know, compared to the 18 and the 78 a little bit, but the 4 was definitely really fast. But we got to just continue to work hard and try and get our cars a little bit better. Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
We're going to go to Zach, and then we're going to check upstairs in the press box.
Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. For both of you, were you surprised by the difference that the clean air made as opposed to the tires? I mean, not pitting and pitting seemed to make way more of a difference last year as opposed to this year. And then I have a follow-up here for Kyle Larson.
No, I mean, clean air is always super important here. You know, he and the 4 were way better than I was at the end, but I was just able to kind of stay just low enough on exit, I felt like, to keep them tight behind me. So, yeah, clean air is just important everywhere, but especially, you know, I feel like when you get to these fast tracks that are pretty flat.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little disappointing that the tires didn't mean anything more than they did there at the end with guys that had 10, 11 laps on their tires, and they were able to still outrun us and beat us for us having fresher rubber. So clean air was king.
And then to follow up on that, Kyle, I know obviously you were at the go-kart track last night. But then right after that, you and Denny ran into someone who was out of gas. Can you kind of go through that story and kind of explain what happened? Any good karma now that that you got end up P2?
Yeah, a little good karma probably. Yeah, that was fun at SNS Speedway there, a little slick track. That place is a lot of fun. But yeah, as soon as we left, you know, like a quarter mile up the road, kind of gets windy and was dark, and we were following this minivan that had started slowing down in front of us. So we stopped just to see what was wrong, if they needed help, and they were out of fuel. So all we did was really just turn around, go get a fuel jug from the go-kart track, cruise up and put a couple gallons in their car and send them on their way and led them to a nearby gas station. So yeah, it was cool to help out. You know, they had a little daughter, so we just wanted to make sure that they were safe, because it was a very, I think they called that corner Dead Man's Corner, so yeah, we didn't want to leave them stranded there.
We're going to check upstairs in the press box for any questions.
No questions up here, thank you.
We're going to go over here to the far left and then come back to the center.
John Haver on ESPN Albuquerque. For Larson, just how do you feel going to Michigan next week where you've been so good, and how do you just evaluate what your season's been so far this year?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about Michigan yet. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to go there, you know, off of 3 wins in a row. So, yeah, you know, for whatever reason, we've been fast there. We actually weren't that fast the last one we had, but we were able to have some good restarts at the end. So hopefully we can go and have our car as competitive as it was the first 2 times and try and get a 4th win.
Tom Bowles, Front Stretch. For both of you guys, it seemed like the inside line on a restart, you were dead in the water, even if you're running in second place. How tough was it to restart on the inside line? Why was it so bad? And should NASCAR address track like this if it's so bad on one line versus the other? It seemed like if you were in third, you had an advantage on a restart compared to being in second.
Third's the inside line, isn't it? That's typical. You know, when you're on the outside, the leader typically chooses the outside for the launch and to get going, and so he can control the guy on his inside and not get in a bad aero spot. So that just makes that lane accelerate that just instant sooner, and that momentum just kind of rolls. But I thought Larson and I had a pretty good run there on that final restart where I pushed him back up to the back of the 78, and he didn't hit him enough in order to get him up the track a little farther so I could squeak on under there and have a 3-wide battle and probably a whole bunch of fire and flames and parts in the outside of the racetrack in turn 2, but maybe next time.
I tried.
Do we have any final questions downstairs or in the press box? We'll go over here to the left downstairs.
How likely do you think it is that the Ford guys that finish the top four are likely to be like the championship racers at Homestead in November?
I'm good with that.
I'm good with it. Let's do it. I don't know. I think the 3 out of the 4 definitely been the best. I think I would say me. I mean, I'm the only one that doesn't have a win in the front four. But yeah, I mean, the 2, the 12. Yeah, I don't know. I think that 3 of those guys are definitely head over heels better than the rest of us. But, you know, I think from 4th to 6th or 7th best car, it's pretty close.
All right. Well, Kyle and Kyle, thank you for joining us today.